and welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And your question this week is this all there is? You are asking us if your human life and the details of your human life, everything that it includes, from growing up to being an adult to having your own adult life, whether family, career, and then the final chapters of life. Is this all there is? Simply to do the daily work and keep one's head down and plow through, and then it is over? We know this comes from a place in your being where you are simply looking at the format of your life and feeling the emptiness of it. We ask you here to lift up your head, lift up your eyes, and to breathe, and to understand that the human lifetime is quite different than being in spirit. This is where you are getting hung up. You know at the spirit level that life is infinite, opportunities are infinite. There is no time, there is no space. And yet in this human frame and framework and density, there are containments, so to speak, that humanity has agreed to. For example, the way your life needs to look, the components of your life, whether you have them or not, and if you don't, you're lacking somehow. Those things are the ingredients of your happiness. And if you don't have them, happiness escapes you. And what is life about? We are here to tell you the human life is like being in school. Your soul is continuing to evolve, and in every lifetime there are lessons and opportunities for you to strengthen your own understanding of the truth of being, to become more of who you truly are, your true nature and design, to have ahas about what life is truly about. We say life, and we are talking about God here, life with a capital L. The human lifetime, many have believed, is all about a party and needs to be only about that which is happy and upbeat and positive and satisfying, all of the good feelings. The human lifetime is 360 degrees, a full, complete human life includes joy and sorrow, exuberance and pain, love, and the loss of love. These are all in this dimension, we will say, the third dimension. They are part of the learning tools that are here on the earth plane for you to learn and to grow. So as you ask the question, is this all there is? we ask you to observe your life, to be in your life, to see the wonder, the magic, the harmony, the bliss, and also the pain, the sorrow, the struggle, the challenges. All of these are for your blessing. Do not try to turn away from the pain or deny the pain. As you open up to the fullness of life and have a sense of wonder about everything, all experiences that you have in your lifetime, as you keep this sense of wonder and curiosity and ask the question, why is this here for me now? The joy, the pain, the struggles. Ask the question, why is this blessing here for me now? What am I to better understand? How am I to grow? How is it here to move me forward in my own evolution, that which my spirit is requesting of me? Be present in your life and keep this sense of wonder and curiosity. If you will do this, it will move you forward in great leaps and bounds. You will not become enmeshed and bogged down and in the quicksand, so to speak, of being with these various emotions, whatever they are. Impermanence is a factor of the human existence. So whatever is in your moment now, the greatest joy, the next moment or the next day will be different. The same goes for when you're in the deepest sorrow now. The next moment, the next day and year will be different. Be in the state of observation and wonder and asking and curious. And you will begin to see that life has great meaning. Your lifetime now has great meaning, far beyond the details, the format, the accomplishments, the achievements, what you might call the failures, far beyond any of these things. It is your own expression and God manifestation on the earth plane now to learn the lessons that your spirit desires in order for you to come closer and closer to who you truly are. A beloved and brilliant child of God. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.